P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. The just shall live by faith and obedience.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney, and we're going to talk about our Constitution. Now, our Constitution is a unique document. Down through history, there's never been anything quite like it. It limits the power of the federal government, of the central authority, so that men could be free. Even under the Magna Carta, the king had tremendous power, although he had to abide by law. But here, certainly in our form of government, why the executive doesn't have a great deal of power. There's only certain things our legislature can do. And the only things that the courts can do is determine whether or not, of course, a legislation that has been passed abides by the Constitution. And because they limited the power of government, people were free in America. But you see, there are people who don't believe in that. They believe in the ruling elite. Of course, they mask their desires for control under the name of socialism. Oh, we want to help people. We feel that there's so much injustice. There are poor people in the country, and there are widows and little innocent children who are suffering and starving. And that's why we've got to expand the power of the federal government. And that's, of course, people go without medical care, and that's why we have to have, I said, the federal government provide medical care. Ladies and gentlemen, nobody starved in America before we started all these welfare programs. We've spent almost $15 trillion fighting poverty since the 1960s when we started this war on poverty, and now we have more poverty than ever before. It just doesn't work. But it's all about centralizing power in government. And there really is a wicked group of people who operate through what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, who know exactly what they're doing. And little by little, step by step, like a thief at night, they're gradually stealing our freedom in the name of helping the people. And yet, of course, they really aren't interested in helping the people. I mean, they want to oppress and control the people. They want to kill off the majority of the people in our country. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning the drugs that they give to us. They're poisoning so much of our society. They're not interested in people at all. They're interested in power. Well, with that as a background, Pastor David Whitney, you tell us what's really going on from your point of view and to the point of view of the people there at the Institute of the Constitution, which is trying to rekindle a belief in this idea of individual freedom under God. Go right ahead, David.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's such a blessing to be with you and with your listeners. And yes, our founders recognized that government needs to be clearly restrained, particularly the federal government. They were willing to give a great deal of latitude to the state governments, according to the state constitutions. They recognized that far easier to control your local government or your state government than it would ever be to control the federal government. So they wanted a very limited group of powers. In the past couple of months, we've been talking about those limitations that are clearly expressed in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, because that is, in a sense, the vice that's supposed to keep our federal government fixed in its function and not getting out of control. Quite obviously, the federal government is way, way out of control. We just look at the spending that is just beyond belief. And that spending, large portion of it is the social programs, welfare of a social kind of another, and the other big chunk of that spending is the military. And the military is a very dangerous power to grant to government, and very clearly prescribed limitations on the power of the use of military force by our federal government.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Just pointing out something that the National Guard was not the state militia. The state militia was entirely different than the National Guard. The state militia was every able-bodied man in the state, certainly within certain age limits, or who had never been convicted of a felony. The people were expected to defend our nation. But they were to defend our nation. They were not to be sent throughout the world nation building. They were not to be sent over to Iraq to kill a million people and then find out, oh, shucks, there really weren't any weapons of mass destruction there, or sent into a Vietnam to kill about 3 million Vietnamese to find out the Gulf of Tonkin incident was all contrived. They were sent to be sent over to Germany to fight the Germans when American corporations all during the war were building the weapons for the Nazis. And I'm talking about General Motors, General Electric, Ford, AT&T, IBM, 100 major American corporations, all tied into the Brotherhood of Darkness, were over there building the weapons. And you've never heard about this because they control the media. And the last thing they want you to know is the Second World War was phony. Sydney, our leaders were working with the Nazis. Alan Dulles was over there working with Heinrich Himmler. And, of course, Brown Brothers Harriman Bank was helping to fund the Nazis. And why is that important? Because a man named Prescott Bush, the grandfather of George Herbert Walker Bush, the grandfather of George W. Bush, was actually indicted after World War II for simply collaborating with and helping to finance the enemy. Why doesn't anybody ever tell you these things? Fortunately, you have the internet. Go up and prove me wrong. Go up and prove me wrong. And, of course, if you need information on the 100 corporations, of course, John Loftus's wonderful book on America's Nazi Secret, with the letter I have from Colonel House's papers from Ambassador Dodd to Colonel House, is asking why 100 American corporations are over building the weapons for the Germans in 1936. And then, of course, the wonderful book by Professor Sutton, The Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. The last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth. Go right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. All of that perfectly illustrates why our founders were very, very reluctant. They said a standing army is one of the greatest dangers to your liberty, because they knew a standing army, that's a professional military force that's not the Navy, but a standing army, will be used by petty tyrants to tyrannize the citizens of their land. And the proof is in the pudding right now with Obama signing the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, on the last day of last year, 2011, basically saying the military can be used to bust into your house and grab you, haul you off, throw you into indefinite incarceration without any trial, without any charges. In other words, total suspension, the habeas corpus suspension of your 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th Amendment, all of those gone, the Bill of Rights gutted. And the military has been given permission to do this. Of course, it's all illegal, it's all unconstitutional, it's all a violation of the law, and Obama should have been impeached by every member of the House and removed by the Senate for violating his oath of office. Of course, all those people were behind it, with few exceptions. They were behind it as well, so all of them should be removed. But our founders knew a standing army is extremely dangerous, because those military people are going to be used to tyrannize somebody. They may be used to tyrannize a foreign nation, such as Iraq, or they may be used to tyrannize you and me, the citizens of these United States. And so they structured twofold. You know, the Navy was a permanent military force, but they structured the boots on the ground part of the military force. The Army and anything related to boots on the ground could not be a standing army. It had to be a militia of all the citizens, the male citizens 18 and above, who were not convicted of a felony. But those citizens, they provided a protection, actually, because they were under the governor of the state, and they had to be called up certain days of the year for military drill and military practice and to be trained and to have inspections done to be sure that they knew how to use their weapons correctly. So there was drills, there was training, there was a military structure built in that was state level, so that the military would have the highest officer of the state, and under him would be various grades of officers down to the private, so to speak, in the militia. But it meant all the men in the society, all the men in the community were part of the militia, and it was a force that could be called upon when it was needed. But when it was not needed, when there was not an emergency, when there was not an invasion of the country, they would continue in their normal occupations. They would go about their daily business. They were not professional soldiers. And I was teaching this a little while ago up in the northern part of Maryland to a group of citizens, and one of them who's been involved in the military for many, many years of their life said, "Well, David, you know, your idea is, you know, kind of Pollyanna. You just can't do that today in today's military. I mean, we got all these high-tech weapons and massive amounts of training that have to go in. Part of that is all the problem of us being the world's policemen. We're not supposed to be the world's policemen." But I said to them, if there are elements that are necessary to have long-term training and people staffing them, then they have to be under the Navy. They have to be, in a sense, out to sea, and not boots on the ground. They don't have permission to come on the ground except at the ports and so on. That they are primarily focused, defending us at sea, not with boots on the ground.
And, you know, this is the point that Congressman Ron Paul is, incidentally, is being totally ignored by the controlled media. They're not telling him anything that he's doing, and the fact of how many delegates he really has. They're lying to you. In fact, here in California, they're telling us we're not even on the ballot, but he is. But basically, of course, Ron Paul is all in favor of the Defense for America, but our army is not being used for simply defending America. We have 130, where our troops in 130 nations. We have 800 to 900 military bases overseas. This is all about an empire. But of course, we can't let the American people know that. We have to convince them we're actually, the reason we're doing what we're doing is we're fighting the enemy who threatens us, the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda. Ladies and gentlemen, an article I read just today where we're capturing all these Taliban soldiers and then quietly releasing them. Let me repeat that. If you want to read the article, we have it. We're capturing Taliban soldiers and then releasing them. Exactly as Israel did when they convicted 1,027 terrorists, 400 of them were murderers or mass murderers. And they were all released in an effort to get one Israeli soldier back. Now, why would you do that? Well, it's like something you got a lake and you got fish in it. You catch them and release them, because if you keep catching them, pretty soon there's no more fish and there's poor fishing. Well, if you want to have a war on terrorism, you've got to release the terrorists, because most Islamists don't want to be terrorists. In fact, if it weren't that we were financing a lot of this movement, there would be no world terrorist movement. But the average American finds that so difficult to believe, that everything is contrived and all has to do with, of course, bringing about this world government. This is not the function of our military. The whole idea was to restrict the military. Oh, we do not want a standing army. Oh, Navy's all right, but the Constitution says no standing army, at least the feeling of the people was. And this is never taught in our schools. Oh, we have to have an army to defend ourselves. Well, if we have to have an army to defend ourselves, why are we doing everything we can to build up communist China? If we have an army to defend ourselves, why have we invested hundreds of billions of dollars building up the Soviet Union? If we need an army to defend ourselves, why is the largest funder of the Al-Qaeda our own CIA? And if you doubt that, go onto the internet and simply type in ISI funded by CIA or CIA funds ISI. You'll find literally thousands of references to it that will never be mentioned by the mass media. Go right ahead, David.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, the design, and this, again, is so foreign to people today, because we do not technically have one state in the Union that has a true militia, a constitutional militia. Don't take my word for it. Constitutional scholar Ed Vieira has written extensively and researched extensively on the militia. You can go up on the web. I believe most of his articles are there on News with Views. You can read extensive parts of a book that he's in the process of publishing. And he concluded, last time he was here at Institute on the Constitution teaching on the militia structure, he concluded not one state in 50 here has a constitutional militia. The design of the constitutional militia would have to include all the able-bodied men, 18 and above, who haven't been convicted of felony, and no state has that structure. And if it did, there would be enormous power that the state would have to protect itself. For example, consider Arizona as an illustration of this. Arizona's got an invasion on its southern border, quite obviously, completely out of control. Sections of Arizona, there's signs up, don't go here, this is dangerous, your life isn't safe if you cross this line into this section of Arizona. Why? The invading forces of the illegals are extremely dangerous and willing to kill anybody on sight. So why is that happening? And Arizona is saying, oh, we're going to try to defend our borders by, you know, checking people's IDs when we pull them over, and that's going to defend the border. Why isn't Arizona defending its border? It has no militia. And the federal government is suing the state of Arizona for even trying to check people's IDs to see if illegal aliens are driving on the roads of Arizona. It's absolutely ridiculous. They don't want us to protect and defend our southern border, and the state militia of Arizona could do that job and do it extremely effectively and could prevent the incursion of the illegals that's taking place on the southern border.
And I would just point out that the people who control our both political parties of our government really want a multilingual, multicultural society. They hate America and everything it stands for. And these people are treasonous and traitors. They know what they're doing. That's why, of course, you go to the telephone, you call a major corporation, they say, do you want this message in English or Spanish? That's why when you get your voter's guide, it's in Spanish as well as English. But they don't want you to understand the real agenda.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
On that level as well. So the sheriff is an enormously powerful person if he understands his constitutional duty, if he understands his role, and he can employ the posse to prevent lawlessness from taking place in his county. And the really important part of this is if he really understands his role, he can interpose against a government agent, whether a state agent or a federal agent, who is seeking to do unlawful acts within the boundaries of his county. He doesn't have any jurisdictional authority outside of his county, but within his county, he can do that. I think of Sheriff Brad in Indiana, Elkhart, Indiana. And Sheriff Brad had a fellow in his county there that for years has been harassed by various departments of the federal government trying to put him out of business. He's a milk farmer, and he sells raw milk to customers who choose to drink raw milk, and they've been harassing him, trying to USDA and all the other federal agents trying to put him out of business for years. They're coming, doing inspections and claiming this and that and the other things wrong. And so finally, this farmer went to the sheriff and said, "Sheriff, I don't know if you can help me here." And the sheriff said, "I can," because he knew his powers. And in Elkhart, Indiana, he told all five federal agencies that were harassing this farmer, "If you set foot on this farmer's property again, you will be put behind bars." And I think those federal agents were shocked. They didn't think the sheriff had the power to do that, but he does. And in fact, fortunately for that farmer, or providentially for that farmer, leadership back in Washington, D.C., of those federal agencies knew the sheriff has that much power, and they told their agencies, "Back off."
You see, the people back in Washington, D.C. know what's going on. They've realized what they're doing is violating their oath of office. But these people are fascists. They want power. They want the ability to crush anyone or anything. So they'll come in and simply bluff people. They'll bluff local law enforcement. But of course, we are still a nation of laws. Fortunately, we still have the Constitution, although these people would destroy it. They're doing everything they can. Why, of course, the Constitution is still the law of the United States. And when you understand what the law is, and when you understand we have traitors working at the highest levels of our government who should be arrested and put into prison, this is a subversive movement to take what was once a free people and using these concepts of socialism and, "Oh, we're here from the government, we're here to protect the people from raw milk and suppress effective cancer treatments because they're going to save human lives, but we don't want people to know that. We don't want people to know about the population control agenda. So we'll go ahead and suppress effective cancer treatments under one guise or another. And, of course, we will do all of these things, and the people will never suspect what we're really up to, that our real loyalty is to these concepts of Agenda 21, population control, suppressing cancer treatments because there are too many people in the world and they're going to have to die of something, and we're going to be sure they die of cancer. Could anybody be that cruel and heartless? Yes, you need to get our tape set or CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians. They're not imaginary, they're real. But if you have a sheriff who believes in the Constitution, and you have people who understand it, why, we can force these people to back down while we're educating people about the truth of what's going on. Go right ahead, David.
And so there's encouraging movements happening as many sheriffs are beginning to, and some of them it's because the citizens, perhaps some citizens listening to our voices tonight, are talking to their sheriffs, say, "Hey, you need to study the Constitution," which is why we encourage people to get into the community with our host kit and get the Constitution taught to as many citizens as possible, because those citizens can put pressure on the elected official. The elected official might be unwilling, but you say, "Hey, look, hey, if you're not going to follow the Constitution that you took an oath to, we got to replace you with somebody who will follow the Constitution." Now, there's some other exciting stories, like the Bureau of Land Management out in Nevada, I believe it was going after this particular rancher who had been grazing his cattle on the Bureau of Land Management lands for years, and they told him, "You got to stop doing that. You can't do that anymore." He continued to do that, and they threatened to come and haul away all of his cattle. And the sheriff told him, "You don't dare step foot in here." And they said, "Hey, we're going to come and arrest you." They threatened to arrest the sheriff. And the sheriff said, "Bring it on. Bring it on," because he knew his power, and he knew that he could form a posse that would be larger than that federal goon troop that would come in to try to arrest him or try to take those cattle from the rancher there in Nevada.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You're not hearing any of these stories because the media is controlled, but this is really what's going on in America, and people are beginning to wake up. If you have a question or comment for David, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Freedom is lost when good people do nothing. You better find out what's going on. We hope that you'll join us in this epic struggle for the freedom of mankind.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And if you haven't taken the course, you need to. And that, of course, if you're out there, the listening audience, you have a question or comment for David, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But if you expect to be free, you better understand the foundation of your freedom, which is our Constitution. And that is why it's not taught in schools, it's not taught in colleges, it's not taught at law schools. Most of our judges have never even read the Constitution. Pastor David Whitney, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, get a teaching kit, and begin teaching the Constitution in their own community, the document which is the foundation of our freedom, which is not taught in our schools today. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's so exciting because this is something that every citizen can do. You don't have to have a degree in history or law. You're better off not having the latter degree because you will not, if you go to law school, you will have a very difficult time understanding our Constitution because you're taught and you have to memorize all the lies and all the deceptions that lawyers today believe our Constitution says, which it does not say at all. So this course is a simple way to give Americans an understanding of our founders' view of law and government that, simply put, is there is a creator God, our rights come from him, and the only purpose of human civil government is to protect and secure those God-given rights. And then our course goes on, in addition to giving a worldview of our founders' view of law and government, to giving a working knowledge of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and then the subsequent amendments. This course gives a citizen the keys they know to be able to evaluate a candidate. And actually, one of our lessons has a list of questions you ought to evaluate a candidate by. And the very first, probably the most basic and important question to ask anybody running for office is, what is the purpose of government? And if they don't give you a Declaration of Independence answer for what is the purpose of government to secure and protect God-given rights, you don't want to vote for them. They are going to be part of tyrannizing you instead of protecting your God-given rights. So if citizens can get our host kit, gather a group of people in their church or in their home or in a community center, and that begin to spread the message and the truth in their community, they can begin replacing the tyrants in office with people who are truly constitutionists, who believe the Constitution, committed to following the Constitution, committed to returning us to limited government, limited by the supreme law of the land. People can get our host kit by calling us toll-free. Institute on the Constitution's number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. You can also go to the website, and you have several options there. At our website, it's called TheAmericanView.com. That's all one word, TheAmericanView.com. And you can purchase the host kit there. There's a button right there on the front page. You can purchase a host kit. You can take our course now online. We're partnering up with Sherman Institute, a educational institution, a higher educational institution. But it's an online course where you view the videos, download the student notes, and the homework materials are all there for you to download. And you can take the test online. You can take the whole course online. But we encourage people, when they finish taking the course online, get a host kit, start a class in your community, because we know the kind of interaction that happens among students as they're studying these materials, and as their eyes get open, they go, whoa, I just read this in the paper today, and now I realize what that really means. These gun control things are all about tyrannizing us and doing what they did at Lexington and Concord, attempting to steal our guns so that they can make us slaves. And all of a sudden, the people in the class begin to look at what they have known all along. Something was wrong, but now they begin to see and share those ideas with each other. So it's very exciting to see this happen in a class setting, which is why we encourage that. But we know there'll be many people who are not able to perhaps do a class setting. They need to have it flexible with their schedule and so on. So that's why we're offering it as an online course as well. So go to our website, theamericanview.com, or call us toll-free, 1-866-730-9796, and take the necessary steps to restore our republic. If the grassroots citizens will not step up to the plate at this time, we can be sure of one thing. We will lose our liberty, and the tyrants will win and force us into the New World Order, and we'll all be slaves of the New World Order if we live through the experience at all. And we know that their agenda is not for our well-being. It is to deprive us of liberty, to deprive us of property, and perhaps even to deprive us of our lives. So now is the time for all good patriots to stand up and take action. The first action, not the last action, but the first action is to begin educating yourself, your family, your friends, and as wide a circle of influence as you have, because we need an army of those who are true patriots to restore our republic.
And, of course, to rescue our military, people are being sent over to fight in no-win wars. After all, when our own CIA is financing al-Qaeda and Taliban that are killing our boys over there in Afghanistan, do you really think you're over there to win? Of course not. No more than we were over there in Vietnam to win. We could have won in 6 weeks. We weren't allowed to win. They dragged it out for almost 10 years. I was personally told by a four-star Marine General, Lew Walt, and by the American ambassador to Iraq, Prime Minister Laos, William H. Sullivan. We could have won the Vietnam War in 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. It would be very easy to do it. Instead, they sent our boys over there to die as a distraction so they could bring in the Great Society. It's time we took America back. Because if you're not involved in trying to solve the problem, then you are part of the problem. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Our guest is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, and we're talking about the document that separates America from every other nation in the world. Go right ahead, David.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, the other details given regarding the military and the militia in Article 1, Section 8 have to do with Congress establishes the rules of discipline for the military forces when they're under the federal jurisdiction because there is a declaration of war. And that those rules of discipline are called the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Congress is the one that determines that, not the president. And so you wonder why, wait a minute, who's in control of the don't ask, don't tell garbage and so forth? Well, it's supposed to be Congress, not the president, calling for changes to these things, as is so common as it's happening in our day. In addition to making rules for military forces, then the Congress also organizes, arms, and disciplines the militia. In a sense, they're in control of the militia when the militia are in federal service. That is, when there is a declaration of war. When there is no declaration of war, Congress has no authority over them. The president has no authority over them, other than to appoint the generals. This is the other element. The state reserves the right to appoint all the militia officers except the generals. And again, because there's a uniform code of military justice, there's a uniform discipline across all of the state militias. But again, Congress is not in control of those militias, and the appointment of militia officers happens within the state structure and will depend on the particular state's constitution as to how that takes place, whether the governor has ultimate say or whether within the militia itself there is a structure for assigning those who are officers over various branches of the state militia. Again, our founders were very wise because they understood, they looked at history and they understood the power of the military is a very dangerous power to unleash, and the best way to keep the military in control is to keep it at the local level, and the control over it at the most local level, at the county level, under the sheriff, the posse, and so on. Again, as I've shared these truths with other people, many people say, ah, David, that can't work. How in the world can you have a state militia that has the proper equipment to fight a serious battle? You know, how about a tank or something like that? You know anything about Switzerland? Do you know where the tanks are kept in Switzerland? If you are part of the militia of Switzerland and you are required, you're the one who is required to maintain the tank, you know where that tank is? It's sitting in a shed in your backyard. That's right. And so if there's an emergency called up that requires that tank, you roll out of bed and you're the one driving the tank down the street, and the rest of the militia is coming out of their houses, jumping on board the tank. They keep the military weapons they need right there at hand. They're not off in some far-off depository where they might be difficult to get a hold of at the time. And look at Switzerland. Look at the history of that country, if you will. What country remained neutral and was not invaded? World War One, World War Two. Go back in history and you discover that people have left Switzerland alone when it comes to fighting wars. Why? They knew they were armed to the teeth and they were very ready and well prepared to defend themselves. In fact, their militia is so famous that the Pope often hired the Swiss Guard to protect him because he knew these are the best guys around. They're well-trained soldiers. And that was the militia and is still the militia structure of Switzerland. So when people say it's impossible, David, that won't work. Like, well, I don't know. Now, you could call me ignorant, but go look at Switzerland and see. It appears to me to be working there, and it appears to have worked for quite a number of years successfully for Switzerland, such that it has remained an independent country in spite of all that's happened around them. So this is the structure of the militia. We ought to understand our founders feared two things enormously. One was a standing army, and even worse than the standing army was a central bank. And we have both today, a standing army and a central bank, and they are not in favor of our liberty. They strip us of liberty as well as strip us of our wealth. Well, moving on to the 17th item in the list of 18 items in Article 1, Section 8, beyond the militia, number 17 is that Congress has the power to control the District of Columbia and other federal property. Important to note that other federal property listed there, dockyards, forts, magazines, in other words, military installations that need to be permanent. There are some military installations and military buildings that have to be permanent. Those are under the control of Congress. But in terms of land, the only land in the 50 states is the District of Columbia. The only land that Congress has permission to control outside the military, the necessary military buildings, the only land that they're in control of are territories, things like Puerto Rico or the Virgin Islands today, that they are not states. But if they became states, then there would be no control of Congress over those individual states. Now, this is quite a contrast when you look at the map of our country and see the enormous amount of land that Congress claims to control. National parks, wildlife reserves, and Bureau of Land Management, and on and on and on the list goes. I think in Nevada, 90-plus percent of the land of Nevada is under the control of Congress, unconstitutionally, mind you, unconstitutionally.
And, of course, this was all originally Indian land. Why not give it back to the Indians, let them sell it off if they want to? But, of course, the government really what it wants to do is part of a socialist plan by which the government will eventually expand its control over the land and simply restrict the private ownership of private property because the tyrants in Washington, D.C. don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in private land ownership. They want, of course, force us into sustainable communities. They want to control our modes of transportation. They want to restrict our use of electricity. They want to control what we consume. They want to regulate every aspect of our lives. And this is never what our founders wanted. This is a subversive program. And so many people in key positions of the federal government are frankly subversives and treasonous. Read the Constitution and then weep. Go right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
If you're interested, if you're, any listeners are interested in more research on this whole idea of the federal lands that are claimed by Congress but are illegally under the control of Congress, I have produced a DVD, a lecture I did a couple of months ago called The Federal Land Grab. So if you go to our website, theamericanview.com, and click on the store there and just put in the search engine either Pastor Whitney or The Federal Land Grab, and that DVD will come up. It can help educate you and help educate others. One of the important things to educate folks on would be your sheriff. If the sheriff knew that all the so-called federal land is really not their property at all. It belongs to the state or to the people or, as you mentioned, to the Indians because they violated so many of the treaties made with the Indians and so on. But that sheriff, I think, out in Nevada got a feel for that when he realized, wait a minute, the Bureau of Land Management is going to come steal the cattle of this citizen in my county? Something's wrong with that. Well, what's wrong with that is the Bureau of Land Management, Federal Bureau of Land Management, is illegal. It should not exist. Because the federal government should not have any lands except forts, dockyards, magazines, and so on, or territories, those lands that have not yet become a state, such as Puerto Rico and so on, so that the federal control of all these lands, consider Alaska, another example. Alaska, enormous tracts of Alaska, close to 90% of Alaska, the federal government claims to control. Why do they shut down drilling and say, no, we're not going to drill up there in Anwar? Well, they say the federal government has control over that, and the federal government can determine whether you're going to drill on federal land. Well, wait a minute. Those aren't federal lands. And if they had some leadership in Alaska with the guts, governor and sheriffs and so on, they could drive the federal officials off of those lands, and they could start drilling tomorrow. They don't need to wait for Washington, D.C. to say, well, we've studied the environment. We're going to give you permission to do X, Y, and Z. No. Get out of here, federal officials. We're going to imprison you for violation of your oath of office, if you resist us, the land does not belong to the federal government. In fact, whenever any state comes into the union, and this is where the problem developed, they did a deal that said if you're going to come into the union, it's only going to be, well, we can control the land. Now, the state should say, that's wrong, that's unconstitutional. We came into the union with an unconstitutional deal, and we're going to right that wrong. California is one example of where the state constitution acknowledges federal control over land that the federal government has no constitutional power to do with. That's a mistake that was right at the very beginning of the state of California coming into the union. But it's true of almost all the states west of the Mississippi that this was done. But those states could rise up and say, federal government, get off of the land. It belongs to our state, and we're going to take control of it and not allow you to continue to violate the Constitution as you have been doing for, well, in some cases, more than 150 years now.
David, how could people get in touch with the Institute once again?
They can call us at the Institute's number, 866-730-9796, or they can go to our website.
One more time.
Our telephone number again is 1-866-730-9796, or they can go to our website, theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up tonight's program.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
And certainly our guest has been Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, We recommend their program to you. You need, of course, to study the Constitution, you need to understand it, and you need to help us educate others. David, thank you so much.
We'll God bless you, Dr.
To having you. Thank you, and we'll look forward to having you back next month. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. And to give my best to Michael. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael Prutke is certainly in charge of the Institute and a good friend. Well, this is a time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there across America, we do hope that many of you give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to maintain our network of some almost 70 stations or outlets every single week. So if you are in a position to help, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Please give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you, of course, to encourage others to listen to our programs. Right now, of course, we have a number of new DVDs. We certainly have the DVDs on global warming. Basically, it's called the Global or Geoengineering, Geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson, Aspartame by Betty Martini, Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw, Dangerous Deception, that's one that I did. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, if you want to know really what's going on behind the scenes, let me suggest our DVD on the Forbidden Secret and on the Dark Secret. They're two DVDs that'll take you into this other world, this other spiritual force working to bring about the destruction of America. Not imaginary, very real, and you need to understand this. And then, of course, we hope it'll draw you closer to our Lord. And we hope maybe you'll want to get some of Pastor Billy Crone's wonderful DVDs. We carry, I think, three or four sets he's done. My favorite is The Final Countdown. 10 DVDs in a set. You can buy the first five, part one, the second five, part two. If you'd rather have it on CD, we at least have the first part on five CDs. And then, of course, we carried Pastor Crone's book on The Final Countdown. What does this represent? Well, it represents certainly the prophecies, many of them thousands of years old, about this time. What do you think there are, just by chance, that the children of Israel would return at this time in history to the Holy Land? What do you think the chances are that would, after being prophesied, that they would pick up the language of Hebrew, which had been a dead language for almost 2,000 years? Suddenly the people in Israel are talking Hebrew again, or that they would change their form of money from the British pound to the shekel, which was used 2,000 years ago. Why are Jews from all over the world returning to Israel when it's dangerous over there? There may very well be a war. If I was a Jew living in the United States, I would be very, very concerned about any of my relatives who are moving back to Israel today. But they're doing that. Why are they doing it? Well, I believe, of course, there is a master plan. And I think that people are being drawn back to Israel by God's hand. And I think we're seeing the unfoldment of prophecy. I hope you want to get the five DVD sets, or both of them at a reduced price. It's called The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone. And every one of them, of course, ends with a personal invitation to have a personal relationship with our Lord. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders. But please pray for Alex and Joyce and John Loeffler and all those others. But pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let a fall be.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli. And, of course, he's lived over there for 30 years. He's did a lot of investigative reporting and certainly revealing and exposing the corruption that exists at the highest level of the Israeli government. The fact that certainly Netanyahu has been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations is not now, but that he certainly is simply a front for the American establishment, that Perez, President of Israel, seems to be an agent for the Vatican, that there is corruption at the upper echelons of the Israeli government that is not necessarily working for the best interests of Israel at all. In fact, we're in the process of driving the settlers out of areas they've already driven them out of Gaza. Now they're in the process of trying to drive them out of Hebron, of course, where the Cave of the Patriarch of Abraham is, and then, of course, trying to drive them out of Judea and Samaria. Well, that is the background, Barry. You pick up the story.
Yeah, I'm going to start, though. I found some interesting stuff about that nuisance odor. Remember, this was on Thursday, and I spoke to you on Friday, and there was a stink all through central Israel, including Gush Dan and the Sharon region, which means Tel Aviv. My goodness, the figure must have been half of Israel were smelling this stink. Now, the pungent odor, as it's described, I mean, it's a lot more than pungent, according to do I hear music already?
No. Go right ahead.
According to everyone who smelled it, the descriptions were it smelled like chlorine, bromide. I don't even know what bromide smells like. Insecticide, various chemical smells, and this was all over Tel Aviv. Well, Gush Dan and the Sharon, that means made it up. Well, it really was the central coast of Israel where half the population lived. Now, what bothered me is there was no answer of where it came from. And this bothered me a lot. You know, you get a stink like that, you can figure out where it's emanating from. Usually, here was the official announcement of the IDF, their home front command, said the smell emanated from gas drilling operations off the coast of Ashdod. That was the official explanation for this. Well, whatever it was. Nobody knows what it was to this day. It hasn't been solved. But as soon as he said that, environmentalists in Israel opened their mouths and said that natural gas is odorless until chemicals are added afterwards. It has no smell in the drilling process.
In other words, it's a cover story. And as with so many things we get here in the United States and over in Israel, the government comes up with a frank and blatant lie because they do not want the people to know the truth. Would that be a fair estimate?
Yeah, it fits. Why not?
So what do you think it was?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment then. I guess, of course, is Barry Shamish, an investigative reporter who had to leave Israel because of threats against his life. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, these are not imaginary threats. They really do kill people today. They kill them in Israel. They kill them in the United States, like that poor guy that was going to release the videos in Barack Obama, who died the day before they were released.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Barry was just saying with this horrible odor permeated, you know, the central part of the country, why then the government comes up with a statement and it's a cover story. It's a lie. Governments lie. And other people in Israel, like they lied to us here because they feel that we are incapable of knowing the truth. So the government came up with a story. It was the natural gas drilling leaking from the new certainly wells offshore. Until somebody pointed out that natural gas doesn't have any odor. The reason it smells is because they add an odor to it, so you'll know if you're smelling it before, of course, you get asphyxiated by it. So they were frankly lying, and of course, Barry thinks it may well have been an ammonia leak of some sort. Or maybe it was an experiment to see what sort of response they'd get and how they'd go about simply evacuating large numbers of people. But they experiment on us all the time. And they lied to us. It's standard operating procedure.
Okay, it was the Arabs.
Right, go right ahead.
There was no they. It wasn't like Israel did it.
Right, go ahead.
It probably came from Gaza, which is next door to Ashdod. I'm guessing now. But I don't think it was a local experiment. I think it was an enemy experiment. Look, the enemies are planning. Israel's really going to expand natural gas drilling. They found a big offshore, what is a natural gas?
They call it a field. Gas field.
Perfect. They found a giant one, off Israel. And Hezbollah and Iran there, Israel's going to start drilling there this year. And this will keep the Israeli economy buying weapons and staying alive forever. It's apparently good for at least 100 years. But Hezbollah, they have got plans. The Israelis are terrified. They open an offshore platform, and they're hit by anti-ship missiles, those suicide bombers. Now, look, when you're drilling for gas, you blow one of these platforms up, you're going to get one huge gas explosion. And if I were Israel, I'd be plenty worried about that. That's coming up in the future, but the fact remains is Hezbollah is receiving anti-ship missiles from Iran. And, well, the Israelis have to wonder whether they should put up anti-missile battalions or divisions or units or whatever you have to do to knock down these anti-ship missiles owned by Hezbollah. Look, what went on isn't that fantastic. If you look at the politics of the place, the Arabs have got missiles and they've got, well, they've got chemical weapons. The Syrians certainly do for sure. You can bet on the Iranians. I mean, if Israel gets hit with a gas attack in the Tel Aviv or Sharon regions, they're going to have to, if anyone survives, there aren't enough gas masks in the hands of a population. They'll have to evacuate 2-3 million people. It's not practical.
Okay, you go right ahead.
Well, just keeping up with this business about, it's not so paranoid. Now, look, I'm going to explain what happened. A German company, with the permission of the German government, offered Israel eight, they're called TEP, T-E-P 90 NBC, TEP 90 NBC. NBC is nuclear biological chemical, as a gift, as a goodwill gesture. And what this does is it decontaminates, well, armored vehicles, runways, all kinds of things. This is what it does. Now, first of all, the fact that there were problems when I read this. The fact that Germany, as a goodwill gesture, offered eight anti-gas systems has supreme irony, but it still doesn't make a lot of sense. People don't give out gestures like that. Well, it turns out America has got an anti-contamination vehicle as well, but it runs on much cheaper anti-contaminants. And apparently, it's like buying a printer. It was pretty cheap, and then the ink bills come in never-ending. Same with this German anti-contaminant. Apparently, it's extremely, extremely expensive. And the Israelis have so far turned it down because of that, hoping that the American system, which is apparently pretty inferior, nonetheless, it has a cheaper decontaminant, and Israel's sticking with it for now. But again, the whole thing about constant discussion about the, well, I'm going to give you an army report that lets you know what's going on in Israel. The army conducted an analysis of what would happen in the country in the home front. Now, we're talking about anti-contaminant vehicles. I imagine that's only the military that would have access to them. But here is the Army's analysis. All right, here's the predictions. Widely reported in the Israeli media that hundreds of civilians could be killed by enemy missiles. And then they tell you how they reached that conclusion. What, are they nuts? This is optimistic to a ridiculous degree. If 2-3 million people could have choked to death in the Tel Aviv Gush Dan region from some harmful chemical that the government isn't telling the Israeli people what it was, and the mystery remains. And, well, on the same day, they're going to protect their ammonia resources throughout the country, and they're debating whether to get an anti-contaminant vehicle. Look, you've got to figure that, one, the Army is telling the people a bunch of nonsense. If the missiles come down, as I have said, they'll come down in the next war, it won't be hundreds of civilians. And if chemical weapons are used, it will be millions of Jews gassed. That's what we're talking about. That's the real truth about the potential of the next war.
I'm sure you're correct. Go ahead.
I guess I can rest my case here. There was something in the air. It polluted Israel from Ashdod all the way to Herzliya. Whatever it was, the government has kept it a mystery, gave a phony excuse that was caused by gas drilling off Ashdod. And on the same day, of course it would be the same day, that's where the media would call up the IDF and ask them what they're doing about the stink, and they say, we're going to stop large amounts of ammonia from leaking before the next war. Look, something really, I think, really serious happened in Israel. Now, if I'm wrong, they'll find the source of the leak. If it isn't an excuse, if they don't make it up, and they'll tell the public where it came from. But if not, for several hours, half the population of Israel couldn't breathe. And, needless to say, you realize the consequences of that story.
Well, I share your concern, Barry. I really do. Go ahead.
All right. That's kind of mild, but all right. Fair enough. We are worried. The two of us are worried. Meanwhile, let's go back to your opening discussion. You wanted to talk about the latest evacuations. Isn't that a nice word? We're going to bulldoze your house in the middle of the night. You're going to be evacuated. You know, why use a euphemism here? Just say we're coming in, throwing you out of your houses and bulldozing them. Now, that's planned for Migron. We'll get there in a second. But in the last 2 weeks, these evacuations, and I hate using euphemisms drive me crazy because you're using government brainwashing words. But there were two evacuations from Hebron in the last 2 weeks. They're getting rid of the Jewish population of Hebron, and this is the Israeli court. And look, the first expulsion, that's a proper word. The first expulsion was 2 weeks ago. 15 families were thrown out of a building that was later proven to be legally purchased. Ridiculous. After the trial was over and they were thrown out, it was later acknowledged that the building was bought from Arabs by a Jew. But needless to say, that's a pretty big building to hold 15 families. And I know where it is, too. Oops, I hear the music.
All right, I think it's important that people understand that basically there's a program on the part of the elite that runs Israel. It has nothing to do with law, nothing to do with duly elected people. They have an elite over there, and basically they are going to throw the people, the Jews, out of Hebron. And Hebron's a very important site for Jews. It's where the Cave of the Patriarch, the Abraham
Isaac, Jacob.
Right. They're all buried there.
Sarah is buried there.
Right. So basically, this is a holy spot for the Jews, but it's been being piece by piece transferred to the Palestinians by the Israeli leaders. We have to ask why.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Stan and Sydney of Barry is talking about these people who purchased the Jews or purchased their property from Arabs during the Oslo negotiations for the Oslo Accord.
No, during the Oslo War in 2001.
Well, okay. But during the Oslo War in 2001, basically, it was legitimate. They paid for them, but there is an element within the hierarchy of the Israeli government that really, of course, is not pro-Israeli. And now they're using certainly legal gimmicks to drive these people to throw them out of their homes. And what happens is the Israeli people are getting disillusioned. Why is their government working against them? Why does it appear that people at the highest levels of the legal system and in key positions are going along with this? And why are they using simply the army against the Israeli army against the Israeli people? All of these things, I think, are creating lots of uncertainty in the hearts of the Israelis, who many of whom left their homes in other countries to come to Israel because this is their home, and now they finally find that their government there is working against them. Would that be a fair appraisal?
I don't think it's causing any uncertainty amongst the people who count. Now, I had a very intense radio show with Tamar Yona a few months ago, where she started bragging that the majority of IDF officers today are from the territories, and that her son was an officer in the IDF, and I just went a little nuts with her. I said, "Are you nuts? You think that that is some sort of honor?" Look, Migron, she said on the show, she can see Migron through her window. We'll go on to Migron very shortly. It's about to be evacuated in August. And I said, Tamar, do you know who's going to do the demolition? It's the IDF. Your son is working for the enemy. I said, you don't understand that your neighbors are going to be thrown out in the middle of the... I said to her, and then your turn will come. I said, there was only one option for your son and all the IDF officers who were religious or came from the territories. The minute the next evacuation takes place, you walk out of the IDF. You refuse to take orders. You refuse to give orders. You have to make a stand en masse. And I said, you should be ashamed of your son. Utterly ashamed of him. What is this, a badge of courage that he could be one of the officers who go into Migron and knock out your neighbor's homes? Look, to me, this is very straightforward logic. Very straightforward. And the uncertainty you talked about is not being put into action. Now, I've tried to analyze this so many ways. How can the settlers... how can they even join the army, quite frankly? Quite frankly, I wouldn't do it. But neither, in this day and age, I wouldn't join the Israeli army. They're working against my people. I wouldn't join them. But the settlers are so patriotic. Well, they form the largest group per capita of Israeli IDF officers.
But Mary, you have to understand, these people are patriots. They love Israel, and they cannot believe that their government would be working against them, even if everything points in that direction. They support the military because it's there to protect them from their enemies, without realizing that the enemy is now being used to destroy the homes of Israeli citizens. It's very difficult to believe that the people at the highest level of the Israeli government are working for another force that hates Israel, just exactly as it's very difficult for Americans to realize that there's a force in the United States that hates the United States. But it's true. Go right ahead.
Well, as I said, the fake democracy, and by the way, this is especially true in the States, but it's worse in Israel. I mean, you've got elections here. You've got to be nuts to go vote. I mean, nuts. really, Israel, we have got the Likud in power, right-wing power, government that is throwing its citizens out on the streets.
Well, I fear that both political parties over there are simply working in conjunction against the best interests of the Israeli people, just as exactly as the leaders of the Democrat and Republican Party in the United States have surreptitiously working behind the scenes, have exactly the same agenda. That is, to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and merge us into a one-world totalitarian government. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, and Perry Samish. We're talking about what's going on in Israel and how, in many instances, especially in the forced evacuation, well, let's say the forced, certainly expelling of the Israelis from their homes and then bulldozing them, they're working against the best interests of the Israeli people without, because the average Israeli doesn't understand. Their minds are under attack. They're being intensely confused by these efforts. They don't understand why the government's working against them. And it's because the people there have no loyalty to Israel. People like Benjamin Netanyahu, a certainly former member of the Council on Foreign Relations and simply a flunky for the establishment in Washington, D.C. that controls Israel as it controls other nations all throughout the world. Well, Barry, before you go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get in touch with your writings, your books, and certainly how they get to your PayPal button.
All right. Thank you. My books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you get there, you will see a search box right in my name. Chamish. That's Chamish, and you will see my books. In this case, Get by Gaza. You want to know about expulsions and the tricks they use. Boy, did I learn the hard way what it's going to be happening in Migron coming up. Now, I'm going to talk about... Oh, my website is barrychamish.com. I need a webmaster if anyone out there can help me. The last one didn't work out, so I haven't put up new articles in a while. But if you go there, there is a PayPal button. And if you donate to me, I'm very generous to you in my little way. All right. Now let's go and talk about the Likud. I was about to say that. Now, two expulsions. Again, in Hebron, the Israelis, they don't care less. These are radical nuts living in Hebron. And who cares about our history and heritage? If they get thrown out, there's no reaction anywhere. But in the Likud, they're getting mad, apparently. The labor minister, Gilad Erdan, announced on Sunday that the government will find a legal way to prevent planned expulsions. And they went to court, well, today. I got the report today. The Israeli court turned down a government application or request for a 60-day delay in the evacuation of Migron. Of course, there could be elections in those 60 days, so they had their own reasoning for it. But the court turned them down anyways and said, you just go in there, send the IDF, and you just destroy the neighborhood of Ulpana and Migron.
Oh, right, now, for our listeners, Migron is at the end of Judea, Samaria. It's very, very close to Jerusalem, though.
And,
basically, this is has been a Jewish area for how long?
Well, the families have moved into this neighborhood
for
13 years.
How long?
Migron longer. It's a neighborhood of Migron called Givat HaUlpana.
Right.
13 years. It's a suburb.
All right,
these are not outposts. This is a very nice place to bring up children. These are lovely homes, and they're going to be rubble. Now, look, they're doing what they did with Gush Katif. And you know what? I got to say I'm frustrated. I wrote a book called Bye Bye Gaza, which just outlined all the tricks, all the infiltrators, the works, how it was done, and what effect has it had? Zero. I have another friend who wrote a book, a fiction book, called Banished, about the banishing of the Gush Katif residents. Nothing. You, for some reason, you tell the truth, and it takes many, many years to sink in. Now they're doing the same. Migron now has a new slogan. You want to hear the new slogan?
Yep, go ahead.
Get ready. We are not chess pieces. Oh, that's going to really, it's, again, truthful enough, but look, we will fight. We will not serve in the IDF. There are a million things you can say besides we're not chess pieces. But that's the new slogan. Now, I got, what it was a petition to save Migron. I have many readers who don't understand me anymore. I mean, they just don't understand me. They send me a petition to sign, and I wrote the guy back and said, are you nuts? As soon as I sign it, I'm on a Shabak reading list. It's a trick to get people who are potential troublemakers to sign on. I said they did this during the Gush Katif pullout. Now, in that case, the person who initiated the petition was Pinchas Wallerstein, the head of Yesha, the communities of Judea and Samaria, working for the other side, which is why it was really easy to bring these poor, stupid suckers down without a fight. Now they're doing it again with Migron. Now, at Gush Katif, you had people by the dozens who signed this initiative, this petition, who were stopped at Tel Aviv airport. airport and sent home. All right? You sign this, and I wrote the guy, said anyone who signs this has a very good chance of being rejected from entry into Israel, and he will be back. And he said, well, you only live once, and it's the right thing to do. And I wrote him back and said, what do you mean you only live once? Where are you going to be when Migron is evacuated? Are you going to be in Migron or in New York or somewhere? The point being, the IDF know all these tricks. They've been through it before. They know how to get infiltrators to stir up the residents. Well, in Gush Katif, the infiltrators were like Itamar Ben-Gvir, who broke up the only and the last chance of a protest demonstration. Shmuel Aviner, the rabbi who wrapped the kids, the yeshiva students, around his fingers, turned them into a bunch of raging hippies, hugging settlers and wasting their time. The IDF know how to do this. And they know the settlers, and they know their mentality. And a real problem with the settlers is you get a few people pretending to be extremists, and they're all working for the Secret Service. You've got guys like Baruch Marzel, Secret Service. I'm not going to go through the whole list. There is a long list. Another head of Yesha, Lieberman, Betsy Lieberman, was working for the government. What it comes down to is these settlers are too dumb. What this man told me is we will get 150,000 people surrounding Migron. The army will never get near there. Yeah, how long are your 150,000 people going to stick around? The army can go in whatever it feels like, and they'll wait, and they'll do phony evacuations, and they'll have phony convoys, and they'll wait you out till there's no one who's going to demonstrate.
Well, I think what you're basically saying is they've infiltrated the whole opposition movement. This is what they've done in the United States. They've infiltrated the liberal movement, the conservative movement, the religious movement, and they've neutralized all opposition to the all-powerful government, and they use their agent provocateurs pretending to be sympathizing with either the right position or the left position to simply discredit it. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I guess so. But quite frankly, in my opinion, because I know them and I know they're thinking, the settlers are really, really dumb. And you can do anything you want. Don't worry about it. The government has already evacuated all of Gaza, Gush Katif, all of northern Samaria. They're working real hard now on Hebron and Migron. And the settlers don't wake up. They just don't organize. And as I'm going to repeat this, the IDF is going to demolish Migron. The officers of the IDF today proportionally are more from the settlements than anywhere else. And are one of them going to just go and say, that's it, I'm not fighting for this army anymore until the demolishing of my neighbors stops? But no, they what can you say? In battle, well,
what
they
you can say
courageous.
Is that all the officers there are going along with an illegal, immoral situation,
right.
But they're willing to do it because it's military discipline. They think that they do not have the right to speak out, and they do. And if they had any courage, they would, even if it means being court-martialed.
Well, as I told. No, it wouldn't be court-martialed. It'd be jail. But neither here nor there. As I told Tamar, I said, one day you're going to open your door. There will be your son in uniform saying, get the hell out of this house, mother. Just keep going, and that's where it's heading. But she's upbeat, and she's positive, and she, well, what can you say? Her son is prepared for all possibilities. When the country needs him, he's there. She just doesn't get it. And look, I'm tired of trying to convince people of the obvious. And I wouldn't do it tomorrow, but all of this wears me out. Now let's go to another subject that's also important. This was a busy week for evacuation, but also for threats. Now, Avigdor Lieberman is the foreign minister. He's a very hard nut to crack. Occasionally, he lives, by the way, in Judea. He lives near Efrat, just south of Efrat. And you would think he'd want to protect his home and all that kind of stuff. And he's been less than forthright about that. But he went to Netanyahu for a special meeting about Egypt. You see, there's going to be elections there in a couple weeks. And the Muslim Brotherhood are going to take over Egypt, the government of Egypt. That's not even a guess anymore. All the polls say so. It doesn't even matter the polls. The Egyptian people want an Islamic government. Now, when that happens, Lieberman warned Netanyahu, we have got to be prepared for this. Now, he asked for the creation of 3 to 4 new southern divisions, which means against Egypt. Now, Israel doesn't have such a big population that they can take 4 divisions from somewhere else, as if there isn't enough trouble on the Lebanese border or with the PLO or with Hamas. He wants 4 divisions because when Egypt he expects Egypt to attack. He says that when the Muslim Brotherhood have taken over the government, they will cancel the peace treaty with Israel. Needless to say, they hate it. That's putting it mildly. But nonetheless, not a year ago, Egypt deployed two divisions into the Sinai. They're not supposed to have any soldiers whatsoever. Now, the reason was to catch terrorists. Yeah, sure. That was the reason, to stop gas pipelines exploding. You need 2 divisions for that. You need a very small unit of trained people, not 2 divisions. But Israel didn't complain to the United States, who co-signed the Sinai Accord, and said Egypt is breaking it. They've got 2 divisions in the two army divisions in the Sinai. They've broken the agreement. Do something about it. Nah. After the soldiers, the divisions moved into Sinai, Israel accepted it after the fact. Okay? After the fact, who cares? So you just sent in 2 divisions and broke the agreement. We accept it as a fait accompli, and that's that. Now, what Lieberman said to Netanyahu also gives a hint of that this is all so connived. Lieberman predicted 4 years ago that Mubarak is on the way to falling. And when Lieberman told this to the U.S. Middle East envoy, that was George Mitchell, Mitchell ignored the warning. Well, the fact of the matter is, George Mitchell is CFR. Outright, that's it. The man determining the Middle East for the United States was a CFR member. And when Lieberman gave him a very, very accurate prediction, George Mitchell, well, he said, ignored the warning. I would say deliberately in front of that. The fact remains that Egypt had an Arab Spring because of George Soros. Soros had someone named Mohammed Baradi on his board of the crisis group. They spread crisis worldwide. He hadn't been allowed to Egypt for a decade. But the day that Mubarak fell, he was in Egypt negotiating for the Muslim Brotherhood. They take over at the end of this month. this was all rigged and fixed.
Well, Barry, I really believe it goes not only the fall of Egypt, I think the fall of Tunisia, I think the fall of Libya, the coming fall of Syria, certainly the transfer of power within Turkey and Lebanon. I think this is all long-term planning to create a massive state controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. I fear we're going to have a war with the Muslim world. I think this is being set up intentionally and purposely by the people working behind the scenes. And certainly we have information we've had for a long time that it was the MI6 and the American intelligence that established the Muslim Brotherhood back in 1928. You got to have an enemy if you're going to have a war. And we seem to be very good at creating enemies. Go right ahead.
All right, there's a side issue. Now, last time we spoke, you disagreed or you had a problem with this. I don't. Now...
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Bye-bye. Well, Barry is simply talking about the fact that he has information that they're building this massive 5-square-mile facility somewhere certainly adjacent to in the Negev Desert, adjacent to an Israeli army camp, where they're going to keep massive records and files on everything everybody does. They're going to have a program of spying on everybody in Israel. Now, most people don't know that they're erecting this massive base where they're going to spy on everybody. This is the Israelis spying on the Israeli people. We have something very similar in Utah where the NSA has their records. They listen to every one of your telephone calls under Project Echelon, ECHELON. E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Go up on the internet and look up Project Echelon. I said they said they spy on all your emails, all your faxes. Well, the NSA doesn't do it. They get the British to do it. So they can go to Congress and they say, we would never do that. That's true. They get the British to do it with their full support, knowing this is a violation of our laws. But these people are above the laws. And they're monitoring everything being done here. They have their InfraGuard spies here. They're watching you through GPS. They're listening to your conversations, even when your cell phones are turned off, when your iPods are turned off. Everything is in place for a dictatorship in America, just as it's in place for a dictatorship in Israel, and we're moving very, very rapidly. Every American has a identity number. They have your picture. They went around and lied to the Department of Motor Vehicles in every state and got your picture, and it's in your dossiers. They certainly, everybody certainly has a card, charge card, Visa card. They keep a record of everything you buy. They have their cameras going up all across America. They're commissioning 30,000 drones to spy on you. They have something called InfraGuard. That's your neighbor next door. His job is to keep track of you. InfraGuard. InfraGuard. Go up at the internet and check it out. You'll find it really is true. Then they have another couple of mass systems of spies, of rats, reporting to the government on everything that you do. Your next very best friend could be a government agent who's keeping the government appraised of you. So the GPS, they can watch you, especially if you're in your car. And, of course, all of these things are in place. We're moving towards a dictatorship, not by accident, but by intent. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. You need, of course, to get our DVD on the Military Commission Act. The Military Commission Act. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. How do we understand what's going on? Why you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? You want to get our DVD, The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. Another one, The Dark Secret. Another one, certainly. That we have would be the DVDs on the assassination of President Kennedy, on Bobby Kennedy, on I'm sorry, these are four CD sets on President Kennedy. We actually have two of them. We have a four CD set on the assassination of his brother Bobby Kennedy, and of course he wasn't killed by Saran any more than Martin Luther King was killed by James Earl Ray. We have a four CD set called Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview two CIA assassins and then the man who was tracked down, the man who was paid to kill General Patton. We have a book called Target Patton. We have a book on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. We have a book on the murder of James Earl, of Martin Luther King. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They're all available from Radio Liberty. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Welcome back. For a nice weekend. I hope you had a special weekend. It is the 7th of May, 2012. You're in the right place. Monday, the 7th of May. We're going to continue our program today with some breaking news on the Wall Street front. Barry James Dyke will be joining us today. Incredible man who is taking a stand, and I do mean making a stand. We're going to be talking to him today in the third hour, or in the second hour. You don't want to miss what he has to say. More expose, similar to what John Cruise had to say regarding HSBC. Well, now we're going to be talking about Wall Street 401ks, retirement plans, why you may be in a world of hurt and not even know it. So we'll be talking to Barry James Dyke in the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock. We're going to bring back the